Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan and Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovant Insurance. I belong to a couple of reading groups on Facebook. That's one of the few reasons I continue to use social media. We all know there tends to be way too much drama and politics and hatefulness online these days. But my reading groups make me happy and many times introduce me to authors I might not otherwise discover or try. And that brings me to today's topic. Lisa Gardner has been writing thrillers for years. She's a New York Times best-selling author and has won awards for her novels. But I just discovered her through one of my reading groups. After reading one of her novels, I'll definitely do some catching up now. Her latest thriller, entitled Before She Disappeared, is a twisty, turny tale of intrigue set in the mean streets of Boston. Frankie Elkin is a 50-ish woman who is also a recovering alcoholic. She's lost everything that meant anything to her, including the one true love of her life, who died because of Frankie's addiction. For years, Frankie has traveled the U.S. alone, trying to locate missing persons and bring them safely home. So far, every single person has died before Frankie could get to them, though. Now, in Boston, she desperately hopes to find a teenage Haitian refugee who went missing almost a year earlier after getting involved with some pretty shady characters. Frankie, the recovering addict, makes a meager living and supports her amateur sleuthing by tending bar. When she first gets to Mattapan, one of the most dangerous Boston neighborhoods, she visits a bar owned by Stoney, a good man who has lived most of his life in a bad area. Stoney reluctantly hires Frankie, who's the only white person in the neighborhood. When she tells Stoney that she hopes to find young Angelique and bring her home, Stoney then offers Frankie a room over the bar. The catch is, she has to share the room with Piper, a homicidal cat, who comes and goes as she pleases and often leaves Frankie bedside gifts of dead mice. She also hides underneath the bed to slash Frankie's heels when she wakes up in the morning. By day, Frankie hunts for the missing girl, and by night, she slings beer and burgers to a clientele that takes a while to accept her, and even longer to warm up to her. She often goes to AA meetings in the neighborhood, even though it means traversing dangerous streets. She makes a friend at AA who ends up being a help to her search for the missing girl. Frankie soon meets Boston PD Detective Dan Lotham as well. He wants no part of her interference until Frankie starts uncovering clues the BPD hasn't found in its 11-month search. They form a sort of reluctant partnership, and along the way, Frankie becomes attracted to the handsome former wrestler-turned-cop. And he begins to feel the same way about this maddening woman who insists on stepping on the toes of police departments. The sexual tension between the two builds, along with the tension of the hunt for what turns out to be two missing teenagers, not just Angelique. Gardner does an excellent job of moving the main plot and the subplot along at a blinding pace, while also making her readers like and identify with Frankie, Stoney, Charlie, Detective Lotham, young Emmanuel, and other key characters. At the same time, she makes the bad guys really easy to loathe as well. The ending of this novel is a superb mixture of sudden surprises and neatly tied bows that solve the case of the missing girls. It's definitely a story that leaves the reader breathless, and I highly recommend it. I will be on the lookout for more offerings by Lisa Gardner. Until next time, thanks for listening, and happy reading.